This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast, where we dive into the latest rumors and news surrounding Texas Rangers baseball.
Pitchers and catchers report to Sunrise, Arizona for spring training next week. With Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer injured and Jordan Montgomery not re-signed, the starting rotation will look different this season. Here's a way too early prediction for the Rangers' starting rotation this season. The Texas Rangers have moved their equipment to Surprise, Arizona, and are waiting on pitchers and catchers to report on February 14th. The start of spring training will be strange as DeGrom, Scherzer, and Tyler Moll are all still rehabbing from injuries. With those three pitchers out for maybe half the season, the Rangers could have some new faces in the starting rotation to start the year. So let's take a look at the projected starting rotation for 2024. Starting off, number one, Nathan Eovaldi. Nasty Nate should be the opening day pitcher this season due to his postseason heroics last season. He's arguably the best healthy pitcher the Rangers have right now. He finished 2023 with a 3.65 ERA and 132 strikeouts. His starting experience will help the Rangers get through the first half of the season without DeGrom or Scherzer. He finished off the World Series in 2023 with a legendary performance in Game 5. Texas will probably lean heavily on Eovaldi to be the leader and stabilizing force for this rotation early on in 2024. And number two, John Gray. Who's ready for another season with John Gray on the mound for the Rangers? Gray is entering his third season for the Texas Rangers. He was up and down through the 2023 season. He finished the regular season with a 9-8 record and a 4.12 ERA. He came up huge in the postseason, pitching out of the bullpen. He and Scherzer together helped the Rangers take the series lead in Arizona with a combined 6 strikeouts in Game 3. He should be the second starter in the starting rotation while DeGrom and Scherzer are rehabbing. He'll be back in the rotation to start the season, and the Rangers are hoping for a healthier season for the veteran right-hander. Number 3, Andrew Haney. While his 4.15 ERA doesn't look great on paper, the Rangers will need Haney this season. He finished the season with 151 strikeouts and was solid coming out of the bullpen in the postseason. It's hard to find a pitcher who batters have such a hard time making contact against. The way that he mixes up his four-seamer, slider, changeup, and curveball makes him a weapon on the mound. Haney was able to remain healthy throughout 2023, and the hope now is that he can find a way to pitch deeper into games and limit the amount of short starts he has in 2024. And at number 4, of course, Dane Dunning. It's great to have the Great Dane back for another season. Dunning had a 12-7 record while recording 140 strikeouts last season. During his tenure with the Rangers, Dunning has been used as a starter and a middle relief pitcher. Dunning was moved in the starting rotation after DeGrom was injured last season and provided quality innings as a starter. He also was a solid pitcher in the bullpen during the playoff run. 2024 could be the year that Dunning takes the next step from a good pitcher to a great pitcher. And number 5, Cody Bradford. Cody Bradford will compete to be in the starting rotation to begin the season. Bradford finished with a 5.30 ERA and struck out 51 batters last season. Bochy trusted Bradford on the mound and was rewarded in Game 2 of the ALDS when Bradford pitched 3 2/3 scoreless innings as Texas went up 2-0 in that series against the Orioles. Bradford averaged 3 innings a game last season as a starter. He'll need to show that he can get through a lineup more than once if he is to stay in the starting rotation long term. And number 6, Owen White. Before everyone comes after me for adding Owen White to the rotation as a 6th pitcher, listen to why he should be in the rotation. With DeGrom and Scherzer out for half a season, White would be the sixth starter in the rotation. He'd give the other starters an extra day of rest, and they could make this a bullpen game. It would be only until the injured starters come back, but it would give the Rangers a look if they want to add White to the bullpen for the remainder of the year. It would also carry the competition between Bradford and White into the regular season. Whoever pitches the best stays on the team when DeGrom, Scherzer, and Wall return. There is some doom and gloom about this rotation, but the talent is there for it to be a good enough rotation to help this team stay above water. That is all they need to do is pitch well and stay healthy until reinforcements arrive. Be good enough will likely be the motto for this rotation. Adolis Garcia and the Rangers were scheduled for an arbitration hearing, but in the waning hours before the hearing, they managed to strike a two-year deal. In the few remaining hours before the scheduled arbitration hearing, the Rangers were able to come to an agreement with ALCS MVP and playoff superstar Adolis Garcia. The deal locks up Garcia for the next two seasons, avoiding having to go through arbitration again after next season. The base AAV is $7 million per year, totaling $14 million. The deal also has a complex series of escalators that can bring Garcia's total earnings over the next two seasons to $20.25 million, if he hits certain performance criteria, as reported by John Heyman. This is great news for Ranger fans, as Adolis has proved to be the most valuable player outside of the middle infield for the Texas Rangers. In his first three seasons in Arlington, he has eclipsed 30 home runs twice, as well as exceeded 100 RBIs twice. He has also added two All-Star appearances and a Gold Glove through his first three seasons as a Ranger. And that's all before he proved to be a truly elite clutch player in the postseason, taking home the ALCS MVP after hitting 5 home runs and driving in 15 runs during the series against the defending champion Astros. Walk-off home run in Game 1 of the World Series cemented his Rangers legacy, as he surpassed 2011 World Series villain David Freese for most RBIs in a single postseason with 22. The deal also comes after the Rangers offered Garcia $5 million for next season after he requested $6.9. It was the largest gap between a team and a player this arbitration cycle. It's also worth noting that six players in the last week of arbitration have had the arbitration court side with them. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Austin Hayes, Jacob Webb, Taylor Ward, and Phil Bickford all won their arbitration cases earlier in the offseason. Those very well could have no bearing on Garcia's potential hearing, but it's possible those outcomes help motivate the Rangers and Garcia to reach a deal and avoid a hearing. Signing Adolis to a two-year deal and avoiding arbitration hearing also gives him the Rangers' vote of confidence to be a crucial and productive member of the team for the next two seasons. It is well known the talent the Rangers have in the outfield. Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford are two very promising prospects who could prove to be major assets for the Rangers. In Carter's case, he already has us. Locking Garcia up for the next two seasons shows what kind of player the Rangers think he is, and that they see him as an important player in a very talented outfield. So now, as we head into spring training, will Owen White be the talk of spring training for the Texas Rangers? Who will be this season's Cole Reagans? A player who comes to camp, is the talk of fans and the team, and potentially earns a roster spot. We're just days away from the clubhouse in Surprise, Arizona being populated with pitchers and catchers. The bullpen mounds will hear the whoosh of fastballs being thrown as pitchers start to get ready for the 2024 season. Reporters and fans are gathered around to get the first glimpse of some of these players since the World Series parade in November. Fans will also get a first look at some players who are new signees with the Texas Rangers. It was a year ago at this time that Cole Reagans was packing his bag to head this surprise. Little did his coaches and the teams know that he would bring an amazing uptick in velocity and be one of Texas's best pitchers in camp. He did so well that he forced his way onto the opening day roster and then eventually to the Kansas City Royals, where he became their best starting pitcher. Who will be that guy that maybe got a look in 2023, but will impress the coaching staff in 2024? There is one name that comes to mind, and it is Owen White. But what will Owen White show to impress the team? It's not a lie to say that 2023 was a disappointment for Owen White. He did make his MLB debut in June and then was back up again in July. He pitched two innings each time, gave up one home run in each appearance, struck out two, and walked one in each appearance. Overall, though, his velocity was a tick down all season as he was recovering from a nerve inflammation in his neck earlier in the season. He was more in the low to mid-90s instead of the mid to high 90s for Frisco and Round Rock. His overall minor league numbers for 2023 saw him finish 4-5 with a 4.22 ERA, 80 strikeouts, 55 walks, and he pitched 108 and two-third innings. The expectations are not high for White in 2024. He should be reporting to camp fully healthy and will hopefully see his velocity return. The talent is still there, despite the disappointments in 2023. He was still picked to start the Futures game last summer and pitched a scoreless inning that night. I think White will come to camp, show off that his fastball has returned, and that his secondary stuff is just as nasty as it was back in 2022. Texas is likely to take it slow with their starting rotation early in camp, and so that will give more opportunities to pitchers like White. It will be on him to take advantage of these appearances in much the same way Reagan's did in 2023. White can show that his stuff has returned and force his way into a conversation about making the opening day roster. What role could Owen White play for the Rangers if he has a good spring training? Let's take a look back at what Reagans did in 2023 as a starting point. Last spring training, Reagans had a 2-1 record, pitched in 14 two-thirds innings, struck out 21, and walked 6. He made 6 appearances, including a 3-inning appearance against the Angels, where he threw 20 total pitches, and 19 of them were strikes. He did give up runs near the end of spring training. It was still a dominant spring for the rookie left-hander. That was good enough to earn a role in the bullpen for Reagans. White is coming to camp as a member of the 40-man roster for the first time in his career. Texas is lacking in starting pitching depth to start the season. White could earn himself a spot in the rotation or the bullpen. The team will be looking at White for three things. First, what is his velocity and can he maintain it for multiple innings? Second, is he missing bats with his pitches? And third, is he effectively coming out of the pen? The velocity is important because it helps his secondary stuff be more effective. White needs to be averaging 95 to 96 and be able to touch 97 or 98. If he is doing that, then people will start talking. Reagans was touching 100 miles per hour last spring training, and when he did that in a game, people were blown away. White can get people talking if he is touching the high 90s in bullpens as well as games. When White is going well, he gets a bunch of strikeouts. His most memorable appearance was in the AA championship game back in 2022. He had missed most of the summer with an arm injury, but he came back late and pitched in the final game of the Texas League Championship Series. He came on in relief and pitched to 6 batters and struck out all 6. He turned the tide in that game and Frisco was able to come back and win the championship. When White is on, he can strike out anywhere from 5 to 10 batters in a start. He was missing that throughout much of 2023, as he had 15 starts with fewer than 4 strikeouts. The coaching staff will be watching to see if that has returned for this season. Finally, if White is to have a role on this team, it will be as a swingman, someone who will be able to start if needed, but mostly be called upon in the bullpen. It will be similar to the role that Dunning and Reagans shared earlier in the season before DeGrom went down and Dunning went into the rotation. It was the role Bradford filled in the second half of last season. It will be the role that White is competing for in camp. He will need to show that if called upon with runners on base, then he can come in and put out a fire. He will need to show that he can get ready quicker than a starting pitcher does and can come in throwing strikes. He will need to show that he can pitch multiple innings and be effective. Camp starts in just a few days, and I believe the talk of camp will be Owen White and the improvement he has shown from 2023 to 2024. That is the case, and Texas will have more depth in the rotation than previously thought to have had. Bankruptcy judge has approved the Rangers bullying agreement. We finally have a resolution to the Rangers broadcast situation for 2024. The ongoing drama and uncertainty regarding Bally Sports, the Texas Rangers, and the 2024 broadcast rights have been put to rest, with it being reported that the bankruptcy judge has approved the agreement reached the broadcaster and the Rangers, along with the Minnesota Twins and Cleveland Guardians. Evan Drellich tweeted earlier today that MLB and the broadcast entity wanted to keep the terms for the new 2024 agreements confidential. So we'll have to wait until some info leaks in regards to how much of a haircut the Rangers are taking from the $110 million that it was previously reported they were going to be due. The Rangers have had a quiet offseason to date, and while part of that is due to the fact that their payroll was already fairly high, they are currently above the competitive balance tax threshold, which they passed for the first time in team history in 2023. It was also believed that uncertainty as to how much the Rangers would be getting for their TV broadcast rights in 2024 was also a factor. Texas now presumably knows definitively what they will be receiving, and to the extent that the uncertainty was a factor in, say, not signing Jordan Montgomery yet, that should no longer be an issue. As was previously mentioned on ESPN and MLB Network, the Rangers can be part of a multi-team streaming package to be offered by MLB. As streaming comes more to the forefront with cable dollars dwindling, MLB appears to be trying to steer to a model closer to the NFL, where there is less disparity in broadcast revenues received by larger markets compared to smaller markets. Let us know your thoughts on the topics we covered in the comment section below. As always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that bell notification button and subscribe button. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can go ahead and buy us a copy at buymeacoffee.com/TTRangers. As always, thank you so much for watching, listening. We will see you next time.
This has been the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the topics we covered by tweeting us at TalkinTXRangers or liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/TalkinTexasRangers. As always, thank you for listening, and go Rangers!